This is a recast of the 3200-word piece, Sentiment Analysis Intelligently Deciphering Moods, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
The article talks about sentiment analysis, a field that's become crucial in a data-driven world. Text data is generated every day, from social media posts to customer reviews and news articles. Analyzing the sentiments and opinions behind these texts can be invaluable for businesses and researchers.
To explain what sentiment analysis is, it's also known as opinion mining, and it refers to the process of systematically identifying, extracting, quantifying, and studying affective states and subjective information. Essentially, it's about understanding the mood behind a text, whether it's positive, negative, or neutral.
This technology utilizes natural language processing, NLP, text analysis, and machine learning to not only determine the polarity of a text, but often to identify the specific type of emotion being expressed.
In our contemporary data-driven world, millions of text messages are shared on social networks, blogs, forums, and online platforms daily. Sentiment analysis allows organizations, brands, and individuals to gain insights into public opinion, customer preferences, and market trends.
Interestingly, the origins of sentiment analysis can be traced back to the early 2010s. Researchers started exploring the potentials of machine learning and text analysis to identify opinions and feelings in texts. Over time, with advancements in NLP technology and availability of large data sets, sentiment analysis has evolved into a multifaceted field dealing with complex tasks like detecting specific emotions, irony, sarcasm, and context-dependent moods.
Now let's talk about how sentiment analysis is actually done. Text collection is the foundation of any sentiment analysis, where data can be gathered from a multitude of sources like social media, online reviews, forums, blogs, and news websites.
After data collection comes data preparation. This involves cleaning the data from irrelevant information like HTML tags, URLs, usernames, and special characters. Then normalizing the text to standardize it by converting all letters to lowercase, removing stop words and reducing words to their root form or converting them into their base form.
When the data is prepped and ready to go, feature engineering is the next critical step. It's all about extracting features from the raw text data that are useful for sentiment analysis. This could be using the bag of words model, which turns text into a vector where each element represents the frequency of a word in the text.
Then there's TIFF, term frequency inverse document frequency, which assesses the importance of a word and document relative to a data set of documents. Lastly, there are word embeddings, which are advanced techniques that convert words into dense vectors, capturing semantic relationships between them.
When it comes to modeling approaches for sentiment analysis, there are traditional machine learning methods like naive Bayes or support vector machines, as well as advanced deep learning models like recurrent neural networks or transformer models.
The effectiveness of these models are evaluated using various metrics such as confusion matrix, which breaks down the number of correct and incorrect predictions separated by each class, or precision, which is specifically important in situations where cost for false positives are high.
Sentiment analysis isn't only an academic field, it also has numerous practical applications in industries like marketing, finance, and product development. It helps marketers understand and measure public reactions to campaigns, products, or brands. In finance, it's used to analyze sentiments in news articles, reports, and social media that could influence market trends and investment decisions.
It's an ever-evolving field that continues to develop with new challenges and extend the boundaries of what can be achieved with machine learning and NLP. In the future, sentiment analysis could become even more personalized, capturing individual moods and opinions in real time, leading to even more finely tuned customer engagement, personalized product development, and proactive brand reputation management.
That's it for today.